The next public hearing is change of zone number 1734, American Legion Post number 28.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 Agriculture Residential District to CR1 Commercial Residential District for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County. Parcel containing 9.33 acres, more or less, lying in southwest corner of the intersection of Route 24, also known as John J. Williams Highway, and Road 298, also known as Legion Road, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 234, map 29, parcel 263. Gentlemen, this application, there was an application included, a copy of the survey of the property, which I'll pass down for your review. That was received with the application on July 25th of 2013. We did receive some agency comments, first one being from DelDOT. It was received on July 23rd, 2013 in the form of a letter with related support facility report and references that no use has been specified for the land to be rezoned. While it seemed that the criteria could be met, the department cannot predict the site's trip generation with enough accuracy to make a traffic impact study useful. The department recommends that this rezoning application be considered without a traffic impact study and that the need for a traffic impact study be evaluated when a subdivision or land development plan is proposed. The support facility report indicates that the current level of service of Route 24 at this location is at level of service E. We also received comments from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, received yesterday, September 11, 2013. They referenced that the site is located in the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District, that sewer system design assumptions for the parcel is 4 EDUs per acre for AR1 zone land for a total of 37.32 EDUs. The parcel was served with a 6-inch lateral during original sewer district construction. That a 6-inch lateral is not adequate for most potential commercial uses of the parcel. That conformity to the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District Expansion Area Number 1 Facilities Plan and Environmental Assessment will be required. That the parcel was not previously identified for rezoning to commercial. That sewer capacity downstream of potential connection points is limited and the developer may be required to undertake or participate in upgrades at their expense. That the cost of upgrades could be prohibitive, that prior to issuance of a building permit for construction exceeding 37.32 EDUs, the developer is required to undertake a capacity evaluation to determine necessary sewer upgrades. That the capacity evaluation would be at the developer's expense, that the development of the parcel may require the developer and a developer installed collection system in accordance with county standard requirements and procedures. That the county engineer must approve the connection point, that the engineering department requires that a concept plan be submitted for review and approval prior to development, and that a checklist was attached for preparing conceptual plans. Gentlemen, that's all I have. I received no additional comments from any individual or agency to date.
Okay. The chair recognizes Mr. Cotton. Before we get started, if there's anyone here that has an interest in this application, the applicant does have some exhibits over here to my right, but of course they're difficult, if not impossible, for you to see from where you're sitting. So please feel free to get up and come up to the easel, take a closer look. If you like, we just ask that anyone who does choose to do so, if there's two or three of you there, does not have any conversation because we're going to proceed with our hearing while you're looking around. With that, Mr. Cotton, go ahead.
Thank you. For the record, Michael Cotton, Cotton Engineering, C for Delaware, engineer of record for this application. You have in front of you a survey of the site. The American Legion currently owns 3 parcels of land. You have the first parcel where the existing facility is located that is currently zoned commercial. We have commercial use in the parking area, and then the remaining 9.33 acres is agricultural. On that parcel, there is currently a picnic pavilion and some storage sheds out there. We also have a victory garden, which we do to support our kitchen. If you don't know American Legion Post 28, we're a veterans service organization. We're a 501c3 nonprofit. Post 28 is the fourth largest American Legion post in the world. The American Legion Post 28 family consists of the Legionnaires, the Ladies Auxiliary, the Sons of the American Legion, and the Legion Riders. Last year, we documented over 25,000 hours, volunteer hours, to support not only our veterans in the area, but in the county, state, as well as the community. We've had many events that we participate in. Along with Mount Air, we sponsored with Mount Air the Feed the Thousands for Christmas as well as Easter. The parcel in question right now is grass. We've had car shows out there. We've had circuses. We've had carnivals. We've had picnics. We've had garage sales, rummage sales, all kinds of things to generate funds for our organization so we can turn around and turn those funds back to the community and support. We also have a program called the Warrior Weekend, where we get disabled and injured veterans, servicemen and women from Bethesda Naval Hospital. We bring them over for the weekend. Weekend cost-free. It doesn't cost them a dime. We put them up in nice hotels, restaurants. We wine them and dine them. Just let them know that America still cares about our veterans, especially those that are suffering the wounds of battle before they go home. The American Legion does many things. One thing that we do is we give away all of our money. We at this time do not have a proposed use or a development for this parcel, but what we would like to do, your consideration, is to apply for rezoning. What that does for us is it makes it more valuable in case we need to leverage it for a loan or a financial transaction in the future. It also, if we do come up with a development plan, that would be reviewed and approved according to the regulations, planning and zoning, Sussex County, state of Delaware, it would save us time, 6 months, 8 months, 9 months for potential rezoning. So it puts us one step ahead. As Mr. Lank read through the minutes, Sussex County Engineer has 36 EDUs assigned to this parcel. Had we been here 5-6 years ago, 2 years ago, we allowed the county to have an easement on the west side of the property. We currently have Sussex County service on the west side with a new main line going through across under 24, as well as our facilities tied in currently along Legion Road on a lateral, both of them 6 inch and 8 inch. We also have Tidewater water supply. So we have water, we have sewer. Had we been here 5 years ago, we might have been able to get county engineering to increase the size of that lateral for potential commercial development. So as it is right now, our existing sewer limits what we can possibly do in the future for sanitary, which possibly limits the potential development of this site. This site is also adjacent to other commercial areas, sites, up and down Route 24 corridor. Everything in orange and yellow is already occupied, either commercial or residential. Level 1 is the orange, level 2 is the off-orange, and level 3 is the fluorescent green. Within 2 miles of our area, the center of the circle is our site. Adjacent to our site that we're requesting rezoning is existing 2 commercial parcels. Then we have the strip center right down the street on 24 with a restaurant, tattoo parlor, Verizon Wireless is in there. Across from that, we have the Catholic Church, and we have the Royal Farms, Boys and Girls Club, Nanticoke Museum, Down the street, we have Harris Teeter, Giant, Food Line, as we get further down, boat storage out there. So this being rezoned as commercial is consistent with what else is going on in the area along Route 24. As I said, we don't have a plan for what we're going to potentially develop there. We may not develop anything there for several years. It's all going to be market-driven. But at this time, we would like to have your positive consideration for rezoning.
All right, then, Mr. Cotton, if you're clear with your presentation, we'll see if anybody has any questions for you.
I'm more than happy to entertain any questions.
Okay. And before we do that, gentlemen, once again, just want to remind you that this is an application for change of zone. The question before us this evening is whether or not this site is appropriate for this zoning. It's not really about what they're going to do there, so the fact that you don't have a plan for what you're going to do really doesn't enter into the question. The question is the site appropriate for commercial zoning? And with that being said, we'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Cotton, I noticed on the exhibit that you provided us, the survey, that the American Legion and in the parking lot is zone B1, not commercial. Is that correct?
Currently B1.
Okay. And otherwise, it appears as though this may be somewhat of an infill on when you look at the current map of 24 and the surrounding properties, many of which have already been zoned C1 or CR1.
Correct.
And if it was developed as a commercial project, would you see it having an impact on the neighboring residential properties?
No, I don't. Specifically with the reasoning that there's an intersection there on Route 24, Legion Road and Route 24. If this project were rezoned for commercial, currently right now I had conversation with DelDOT this afternoon. They are beginning a design implementation or design study of Route 24 in that area. And with this being zoned as commercial would help them with commercial application and potential planning for safe vehicle traffic on Route 24, which may lead to a potential light there in the future. And if this is just agricultural, with the potential EDUs that agricultural could only yield, that light may or may not happen.
And how much road frontage is there on Legion Road?
I don't recall exactly, but it should be on the drawing.
286 on
this one parcel. Okay. So it appears as though there would be ample access to Legion Road for
access and egress.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Burton. You're converting the B1, your request is to convert the whole parcel to C1.
Well, this application right now is specifically for the 9.33 acres.
Won't change the B1. The B1's going to stay.
The way it is.
Stays the way it is.
Because the B1 currently is a parking lot.
Yeah, it's parking. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Yep.
All right then. Mr. Smith.
No, sir. I'm interested in hearing what the public may have to say.
Okay. All right then. Mr. Roth?
You know, Mr. Chairman, given the history of the American Legion and what they've done with the current parcel, I can't imagine them doing anything that would not be beneficial to the community. And in regards to the septic and sewer, I would be disappointed if engineering and the county couldn't figure a way to accommodate such a beneficial use. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, then. Mr. Lank.
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Council?
No questions. Thanks.
Okay. I have no questions as well. So if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1734, American Legion Post number 28? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1734? Anyone on commission have any questions? All right, then. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening, see if you make a decision. We may wish to call the office in the morning.